Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population 2.
Population Greg and Amira.
What's up, you guys? Thank you so much for coming to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we love you
guys.
We're
excited about this.
And you guys have an awesome podcast on this network as well.
We do.
Tell the people, damn it.
Oh, we're cursing already.
Yeah, stop cursing at Amira.
You need to yell at your wife, Greg.
We're going to have to work on that relationship. Needs a little
help.
A healing.
It's a relationship, it's a marriage relationship.
Behavior podcast. It's called Maybe It's You.
Yeah.
So maybe.
And mostly it's Greg. I'm not going to lie about it.
Maybe.
It feels
not
accurate.
To be that girl,
it feels
but
super accurate.
Yeah, we're going to
maybe is your way of letting him down soft.
I know, but
maybe it's you.
Why is maybe in quotes and why is Greg in parentheses at the end of that?
Here's the smart thing. Let's not take a poll about who's mean because we could.
I love maybe it's you because you're trying to infer what really happened in a situation.
And that's right.
That is the skill that is uniquely designed and what we need to do in these stories.
Yes.
We get dumb stories sent to us by our dumb ears on the ground.
Right.
And we love them.
And Dan processes them for us. But then we're also...
Jay, did you know
still processing
Dan
a lot
is still
of them.
Processing
them. Jay, did you know Dan Van Kirk is here?
Dan Van Kirk is
Hi,
here!
Hi, Dan!
Well, Dan processes it, and then we try to process it, and we're saying maybe it's... Who?
Maybe it's who.
This is our maybe it's who episode.
I like it.
Of Dumb People Town. So Dan, do we have a story sent
to
us?
We do.
Let's see who it is.
Okay. This was sent in by Joe Latrell at The Gentleman Joe.
Joe Latrulio.
Yeah.
Of Joe Latrell's.
Also, if you give yourself that handle, like you better. There's always that great thing of me of like. Like a person's handle and bio completely contradicting the way they act on the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
Gentleman Joe. Oh, he just told a nun to fuck off.
You right, know what I mean?
Like, come on, Gentleman Joe.
Yeah. This has happened many times in Dumb People Town. I'm sure you guys have heard about it happening in the world. It's happened again. There's another person pooping where they shouldn't.
Oh
my God. That happened to me last night.
What?
What?
Yeah,
you pooped where you shouldn't have?
I shit my pants last night.
Where?
Yeah.
Well, to back up, he has
maybe
a he has a colonoscopy tomorrow, so he had to start the prep. And
You started 2 days early.
Well, no, they give you the bicarbonate thing.
Yes.
It gave me what I thought was a gas bubble. Turned out no. And it was the middle of the night, and I was sleeping, and I used my daughter's bathroom because I was downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And there was shit all over her door.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You didn't shit the bed. You shit your daughter's bathroom.
I shit my daughter's door.
You
shit the door.
And there was no way it was a dog. Like, we couldn't even pull it off on the dog.
Yeah.
I had to fail. Like, I literally did not want to go downstairs. I'm like,
it's like an episode of The Staircase. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, now I got to...
What is all this shit on the wall?
I got panicked. Mom, can you come in here? Mom. And I came in. She's like, what is that?
What happened?
And you were like...
What is that?
And Greg just kept saying over and over, I loved my wife. Like, she's still alive.
Maybe it's me. Maybe it is me.
Maybe it was me. I thought it was a dog. I was like, it was a dog, right? And she's like, how are the dog? And I'm like, I know it was me. I went into the bathroom with shitty underwear that I didn't mean to shit and took them off in the dark.
Turned on the dog.
And the weird thing was, like, I changed the toilet paper roll so that, like, I did everything except look behind me.
Mm-hmm. Which really is the moral of the story is always check the doorknob.
Yeah.
And also, maybe it's you.
Maybe it's you.
Yeah.
Well, we've had stories of like a jogger hitting like entire neighborhoods outside of Denver. We had the superintendent that was shitting on a rival high school's like track and field.
Over and over. You know, the way you would want your superintendent to.
In fact, it's happening so much in Dumb People Town.
Why did we call it a pooperintendent?
I thought we did.
I feel like that's on us.
Okay.
Maybe it's us.
It's happening enough that this is how this article starts. It's a story as old as time.
What? This is not a God. Disney.
That's amazing. That's what I was going to say.
That's amazing.
It's like the start to Mulan.
You know how like they say when you one way of saying you're
Mulan.
Don't. At Sklar Brothers.
No, with a thumbs up.
Listen, you know how they say when you poop, it is like you're growing a tail? So it is a T-A-I-L as old as time.
There you go. There you go. a man was taking poops where he wasn't supposed to, mm-mm, and his neighbors have caught him in an elaborate sting operation by, yep, hiding in the bushes with a camera. Is that very elaborate?
It doesn't feel that elaborate.
It feels like
hiding. I mean, I don't know.
With
maybe
your phone. It's hiding with your phone.
If they turned into trees, sure, or if they'd been grass.
If they all made ghillie suits together.
Yeah, that's
now
elaborate.
It's barely a sting.
Did anyone have any part of a bush on top of their head?
Right.
That to me then bumps it up because now you got costumes.
Right. Walkie-talkies. Are walkie-talkies even involved?
Are two guys in an unmarked van across the street eating Chinese food overnight?
Right.
That's the sting.
Is it exactly like when someone's ringing a wire, but you have to wait for them to ask for the drugs? Yes. So you're like, he has to shit. He's squatting. I know, but he has to shit. We have
money.
To shit.
Don't move.
I want to go. Don't go. Don't go.
Wait for my word.
Was your word poop? Wait, the word is poop.
Like you have to. Poop. If you're getting elaborate, you have to have code names.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes.
And an operation name.
Yes. I feel like you need to have an operation.
Someone in a truck is gonna trigger happy. I'm coming in now.
No, you're gonna blow it.
Oh my God.
You need to have a Native American there as your wind talker.
Yes.
Just, you know what I mean?
Elaborate.
Like you're sending signals through another
way. Yeah, but he's good because he can smell it. He knows when it's happening. He probably smells it. Goes, that's not the right guy. That's the right guy.
Everybody
that's
needs...
not the right guy. Put the gun down.
That's not the poop we're looking for.
Right. You got a guy on hose.
Everybody has to have hand signals that everybody interprets differently.
Yeah.
Okay. The two fingers up together.
That's your shooter. Is the hose guy. You got to. Yeah, he's your sniper.
Hose before breath.
Hiding in the bushes. With a camera.
Oh my God. Is that Carol dressed as an orange? Carol, we can all see you. It's a terrible costume.
Carol,
you're not small and round.
No orange.
You're just sitting in a tree.
You look like the mascot for the Syracuse basketball team.
Oh, Carol.
I'm blending in, Dave.
I almost took a shit when I saw her. What the fuck? Holy shit.
The alleged pooper in question is Brisbane resident Andrew Douglas McIntosh.
So this is happening in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Is it or Brisbane, San Francisco?
No, it is Australia.
Yeah.
ADM, if you're nasty. Mm-hmm. Who is a national quality manager at a big-time Australian retirement village company and also a member of the Brisbane City Council Board.
Stop!
Dude.
Holy shit.
Collaborating.
Maybe
listen.
This guy's into the old people's prunes and he can't control himself at this point. He's more regular than he needs to be.
Yeah, that's right.
Neighbors in his Green Slopes neighborhood recently noticed a flurry of public poops on sidewalks and other street adjacent areas. He's elaborate.
Yeah. Is flurry with a word?
Maybe
to describe
he just doesn't like to, maybe he's like me. I have a house full of girls. I don't like taking a shit at home.
I have a house full of girls too. I'm right there with you.
I want a fucking outhouse. I want them to never know, or I'm gonna shit on their door.
It's one of the two.
But shitting
on your door is biblical. It's like you shit on the door, that means that like the angel of death will pass over your firstborn.
But when you guys are sharing a room with a friend or a significant other, you do the hotel lobby dump
all the time.
Yes,
you have to be a decent person. So maybe
like,
this
I'll
guy's just trying to escape. Maybe
just trying to get to the hotel.
I'm gonna go downstairs and make sure they give us extra towels, and then that's the code.
Right.
And then
it took you a really long time. Right.
There was no one at the front desk, and then I was talking to the concierge for a while, and I obliterated whatever their bathroom was.
And do we know if he's actually taking the dumps on the locations versus transporting? Like takeout from home. What do we got?
Well,
you think he's bringing it in Tupperware?
We're going to answer that. One resident, Steve Smith, says his place was, quote, getting hit frequently.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Carpet bombs.
Which, Smith. On those three words alone, he's a guy who talks too loud. We're getting hit frequently.
The microphone will amplify your voice, Steve. I hear you.
But we are getting hit daily. And you can edit if you want, but I'm fucking tired of it.
Hey, whoa, man. This is a newscast. You can't say that,
Steve.
I set up an elaborate ruse for this sumbitch.
You're yelling at me. I'm right next to you.
Steve, we could all...
I'm an expat, and I live here, and I'm sick of getting hit.
All right, Steve. Steve's the type of guy, you're like, well, what time do you think you were last hit? And he does everything in military time.
Yep.
Oh, 700 hours.
About 20 of.
20 of what?
Oh my
about
God.
23 out. Like, it's past the time.
Right.
It's like the people who say their kid's like 39 months old. It's like, about 23 kids. Of?
It's three.
So, it seemed that the regularity of the poops, as well as the presence of toilet paper, indicated, so he's going there, a high likelihood of premeditation. The toilet paper is making him feel.
Sure.
So, they've gone elaborate, at least, in their travel into the person's psyche.
Sure.
So he did what any of us would have done.
He also wants to separate himself from, if you're going to do this thing, you're going to separate yourself from the animal.
That's right.
You're like, no, I wipe my ass.
The calling card.
That's the calling card. Is that his calling card?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's just you're leaving.
He's the wiper.
He's the wiper. He's not just the pooper. He's the wiper.
He's the wiper.
American wiper.
Oh, he's American wiper. He's Australian wiper.
Australian wiper is the American sniper of Mowgli.
Holy shit.
So...
I love this guy.
Steve Smith.
We're getting hit way too much.
That's
my favorite fucking guy. I love that guy.
Honey! Honey!
I'm right next to you, Steve.
Bring my camera here!
That guy's just too much.
Steve, did we get hit again?
Fuck, no wonder. His wife's probably doing it.
That third one was me. It's a hired
Enough. Enough with the getting hit.
She hit herself just to get him to...
So he did what any of us would have done. He hatched a complicated plan to catch the mad pooper copycat in
his tracks.
I don't know
if anybody would do that.
Also, what's complicated about it, Steve?
You hit in a bush with a camera. All right, fine.
You went and borrowed a cannon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here's what I did. I changed myself in to dog food.
What? That's unbelievable.
That's an amazing choice.
Smith eventually figured out McIntosh's running route, presumably, by tacking up and studying a map of the poops.
Okay, so he definitely has
and
this
favorite
like
times
beautiful
to go for
mind
a jog.
Style
with the string going
with the
from
string.
One. Oh,
it's
exciting.
Like a serial killer.
Right, it's like season 3 of The Wire.
Yeah,
right. it's just like a wall full of pictures and locations.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys shot any of these stories? Because this one feels
like we should.
A dramatization.
Yeah.
He also marked favorite times to go for a jog. I don't know if that's Steve Smith's favorite times to go for a jog or McIntosh's.
I might have been McIntosh's.
After following him a few times and waiting in nearby bushes with his camera, he finally caught him in the act, toilet paper in hand. Are you guys ready for this picture?
The fact that he saw five people undressing along the way, that was just a happy byproduct.
Yeah, that was just...
Are you ready
just
to see a picture of everybody's rich uncle that doesn't talk to their mom taking a dump in public?
Oh!
Look at him! This will be up on the Dump People Town Facebook page.
With his New Balance.
My God.
Look at those New Balance.
New Balance
look
is the shoe of the white. The shoe of the white.
Well, doesn't it look like Pete Carroll from these...
I like that he's getting caught in the flash of the camera.
Formerly
so
the
you get the
say it again. What was it?
I like that the New Balance logo is getting caught in the flash of the camera, so it does show.
Truthfully, if he was like an anorexic 14-year-old girl, this could be an American Apparel ad.
If somebody told you that was Jeff Flake, though, and he was right outside Trump's house, you'd be like, that guy restarted the Republican Party.
Guy just did it. The guy just did it for all
New Balance. New Balance, more like
look at
New Balance.
Look at his face. His face is kind of like, and?
And what?
And one.
Yeah,
dude.
And one, bitch. Yeah.
And two.
But here's the thing. So is he... In that photo, he doesn't feel... He's not on a lawn, is he?
No, he's on a side because he's doing it everywhere.
He's
sidewalks.
On lawns, sidewalks, near people's houses.
Everywhere.
So is he, like, shitting a little and then wiping and then going somewhere? Like, he's not finishing the job and then continuing to go? Or is he picking a new spot on the route every day?
So there are those people who... Okay, you have coffee, whatever. You say... All right, I need to be near a bathroom because I'm going to have to go to the bathroom.
Sure.
And then there are those people who are like, okay, when I run, I have to go to the bathroom. So I should cut my run short or do my run at a different time. This guy is like, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to go about my day.
Well, he is the superintendent.
Right. Yeah. No, this is not super. Different guy. But
different pooper.
Different. He's not the pooper intendant.
He's the super pooper of...
He's a city councilman.
Oh. Yeah.
Shitty councilman.
Daniel Van Kirk.
Hit it.
Daniel Van
Kirk. Rimshot me.
He, I also, but in a weird way, he's a hero to me.
Sure.
We got to be around the same age, you know, and I'm like, sometimes I'm not taking him until Wednesday. Like,
that's
I don't
confident.
Know.
It's confidence that you, he is older than you, my man.
He is,
Greg, you look great, and you're definitely
I'm 55.
This dude is in his 60s.
62.
He looks good, though. He's running.
I would guess.
And he doesn't even look, like, in that photo, he looks like, you got me.
Yeah.
Right. He's not a lot of... He's not, like, backed off it at all. Or like, oh, fuck. He's like, I'm taking
a
shit.
There's a what? look in his eyes. Like, what? Yeah. So, by the way, this picture will be up on the Dumpy Town Facebook page.
If you're not, crossed 20,000.
We just crossed 20,000. Let's keep going on this goddamn thing, please.
Mr. Smith.
20,000 people in your Facebook page?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We're going to try and get that many people to listen to our podcast this year.
There you go. Well, it will happen. You guys are fantastic on this one. They'll do it after this one, I'll tell you that.
Mr. Smith, that's Steve Smith, was expected to, quote, be met with abuse, but instead, the man, McIntosh, gave a friendly hello before continuing on his way.
Oh. No.
So as the flash went off, he just looked at Steve Smith and went, hello.
So he did, okay, so now in the NBA, there is, and I know this isn't a sports podcast, but there is a thing where, like, big guys down in the post, like down near the basket, they're playing back to the basket. You use your butt to back the guy down.
Sure.
A move that a defensive player will do will just be to step aside and let the guy fall down because he thinks you're there.
Right.
It's called pulling the chair out from under someone.
Yeah.
That's emotionally what he just did. Because he was bracing for a fight and the guy just said, hello. Hello. And I bet Steve didn't know what to do with it.
No. Could honey, I was frozen.
Just Greg is frozen right now.
Steve Smith said, quote, it was very strange.
Yes! Yes, it's strange.
Everything
no one expects.
About it is
this
strange.
This is my tactic back when I used to be a door guy, and you would have to like ask people, hey, your night's come to an end. It's just time to go. And then they would like say mean things to me, and I would be like, you're hurting my feelings. And they have no clue how to do it because they expect you to come back with like-minded attitude, and you're like, what you just said
it really
hurt me.
Hurts me on the inside.
They're like, dude, I'm not trying to hurt you, man. Like, but you are, though, emotionally. You're hurting
it's
me.
A power play. Like, it's an epic power play.
Total.
Like
it is total power play.
I don't want to use another story from a different podcast, but Maron had Josh Brolin on, and he talked about being in a movie with Denzel Washington and they hadn't talked, Josh forgot a line, and he put his hand on Denzel's shoulder, and Denzel, get the fuck off me.
Knocked it off him.
Yeah, knocked it off, and then he said, at that point, I'm like, well, I usually hit people when they do that. I don't think I'm going to hit him. And he goes, but I don't want to get my feelings hurt and not be able to act all day, so I ruminated on it for a while, and then when we got back together, I was standing right across from him, and I just leaned over and went, I think I'm in love with you.
And what did Denzel
fucking
say?
Denzel laughed.
He laughed
loud, leveled it.
Jay met Denzel Washington at James Person. Denzel Washington, in an ultimate power move, he said, what's your guy's name? He had seen us, seen us before.
He knew who we were a little bit.
He said, where have I seen you guys before? What's your name? And Jay
said, we're the Sklar brothers.
And Denzel, we said Sklar brothers, and Denzel said, the Sklar brothers.
He added a syllable
added
to my
syllable.
Last name.
Talk about that as a power move.
And I'm like,
that actually sounds better.
Yeah, I'm like, we can't. He knocked
up those. Sweet.
If our name was a hand on his shoulder, if we put Sklar Brothers on it, he knocked it off and added a syllable.
Sklar Brothers. You
got it.
Sklar Brothers.
Oh my God.
Did he offer to share his toilet paper?
No, I think he just said hello and then walked away. And Steve Smith was like,
would you like a few squares?
Exactly.
Hello.
We'll get out of here on this. McIntosh was charged with one count of public nuisance, though neighbors say he's strewn approximately. Here's a question. How many turds around the neighborhood?
Right,
I'm going to ask you guys, before he was caught,
how many times did you
think McIntosh deuced it out around this neighborhood before
Steve Smith
caught him?
So you guys can guess either.
You guys can go first. You can go Tig, which would be second, or third.
And each of you get a guess.
Yes.
So just take a guess. If you want to go first, you can, or do you want us to go first?
How many times do you think McIntosh hit it before Steve Smith hid in that bush and got him?
Well, I know he hit that one guy. Quite a number of times.
No,
he was getting regularly.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I'm going with 16.
16 from Amira.
I'm gonna go lower. I'm gonna 9.
Uh-huh.
9. Randy or Jason?
I'm gonna say 20 times.
20 times from Jason Sklar.
I'm gonna say 40 times.
40 times.
I think this guy has been doing it for a month or so, and people are really upset.
Okay. All right, Townies, get your answers at home, wherever you are.
Scream
in your cubicle.
At your ham radio.
Scream at your radio.
I just love that somewhere.
Sklar.
They're like in their car driving,
office,
screaming.
Someone is shouting, 40 turds!
Right. We'll get out of here on this. McIntosh hit the neighborhood 30 times.
Oh!
Split the difference, Sklars.
Split the
Sklar Brothers.
All right, Greg. Amira.
I wonder if you pick your number based on how many bowel movements you have. Like, if you don't even know, like,
it's
you're like,
mental
my
thing.
Mind, I don't think I, how could I get, I don't know
how
if I'm
could I
30
do
this year.
30 this year. Yeah. Stop it.
30 is a lot, though, by the way.
Their podcast is Maybe It's You. It's on this very damn network. You should listen to it.
Turn right around, go listen to it, and then subscribe to it, and then give it a good rating, and let's get them up to 20,000 this year. It's going to happen.
This was so fun.
Thanks, guys.
I know, guys. Awesome. And oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. People Town.
It's a good show.